This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Okay, Anna, it's that time of the year again.
You're ditching work to go to the spa again, aren't you?
I'd like to. I have in the past, but not necessarily. That's not what we're talking about right now.
No, it's fine, Felix. You can go. As long as you take me with you, it's fine.
You know, we will at some point. I'll introduce you to the
experience. You say that every single time, Felix. I'd like to see the evidence.
But we will. We will. We may even tape a show there one day. But what I'm talking about is something even better. My email box is full of amazing music as we launch into summer right now. And that's what we're going to talk about. Some of that great music. We're going to talk about that this week. We're starting with a track that I brought in from a band called Suco 103. This is called Postcard. You know, I've always been fascinated by these guys. They're a trio from Amsterdam, keyboardist Stefan Schmidt, drummer Stefan Kruger, and singer Lilian Vieira from Brazil. And for over 20 years, they've been making music that dances on the edge of electronic, samba, bossa nova, soul, funk, and just plain old exquisitely crafted music that stands out. And their new album was called Telenovela. It was recorded during the pandemic. They worked individually, then brought it all together electronically. Hopefully this track will introduce the band to even more listeners who will undoubtedly become fans.
I've got to say, I'll give you props. What a vibey way to start the show. I get what kind of summer you're trying to have now.
I'm a vibey kind of guy.
I can see it now. Felix in his backyard, smoking a cigar, roasting some meats.
Fish on the grill.
Fish on the grill, Branzino.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, what are you bringing? What's next?
What I'm bringing is definitely a pivot from what you just showed us, but I'm really excited to talk about this because I was pretty floored when I heard this track. It's called Dos Razones. Felix, I don't know if you're familiar with Mexican Cariño Santa Fe Clan, but the reason I think this is super interesting is because Santa Fe Clan has been blending trap and traditional sounds, but this is really interesting to me because this is the first time I've heard him not do a blend, but do like a pretty straight ahead regional track. Tengo dos razones por las que estoy tan triste. Pregunto por mí. No sé por qué te fuiste. La primera ocasión se me hizo tan difícil superar el dolor. There's no hidden modern beats attached to it. Not really a hip-hop twist. It's just cut and dry classic. And he's giving the full corazón with the song. And there's something about this style of music that does it better than anything else. And we've been talking so much about, like, is it going to stay? Is it not? We don't know. But it is unmistakably this music that you can't not listen to and just feel something deeper, than a deeper cut, I think, than you can with a lot of other genres that are topping the charts right now. It's just something really, really unique. And I don't know, the fact that Santa Fe Clan, like, he's had it in him, of course. He's from Guanajuato. this isn't foreign to him. But now in this moment, it's almost like, to me, he's been given permission to do something that maybe has been inside of him this whole time. I find it really interesting.
And that's what I really admire about all these young artists doing this stuff right now. Hearing this song today, it just reminds me of how effective that music can be when talking about matters of the heart, right? Because it's just so bare, it's stripped naked, there's just handful of instruments, and of course the tuba is like the heartbeat underneath all the music, right? Like we've said, it's like the music of our grandparents' generation, and it's just really warms my heart, man.
Our grandparents, Felix, okay.
Your great-grandparents, my grandparents. Okay, we're going to switch gears a little bit. This is a little bit of electronic music. You know, about a month ago here in D.C., I had a chance to see the Venezuelan electronic artist Gotopo. It was outside of the Hirshhorn Art Museum here along the National Mall. I thought it was perfect because the courtyard where she performed had a circular opening up on top. And the music, her music is so in like a trance. It's so engaging. It seemed to come from the stage, through us in the audience, and right back up into the night sky, right into the universe. This track is called Cuckoo. Check it out.
Quítame la mano, ¿de dónde la tiene? Ya te dije, nene, que eso no es así. Quítame la mano, ¿de dónde la tiene? Ya te dije, nene, que eso no es así. Una mami rica, bella, tropical. Una noche se fue sola para randia. Deja, niño, echa, échate pa' allá. ¿Quién te dijo que tú puedes agarrar? Quítame la mano, mira, ¿de dónde la tienes tú? Quítame la mano, niño, que eso no es así. Hey. Quítame la mano, mira, ¿de dónde la tienes tú?
Okay, Felix, I love that.
Right? Yeah. I picked one of the up-tempo numbers.
I love that.
Yeah, she's been described as an artist who sees the future in Latin America's past, all right? Get that. And her music, okay. She uses string folk instruments with electronics. She sort of creates an ancient future vibe. Her new music, she says, is a soundtrack of her exploring her own Afro-Indigenous heritage. Get this, she's also a former student of El Sistema in Venezuela, the famous and influential music education program produced by Gustavo Dudamel, the famed Gustavo Dudamel. And the rest of their album is just as engaging, lots of different elements going on. But to me, the down-tempo stuff also is just as engaging because there's so many different sonic levels to explore. Big fan of hers. Yeah.
The El Sistema connection, Felix, is incredible to me. I feel like this happens every day that I hear about a Venezuelan artist and somehow they've all gone through El Sistema at some point. Like Gustavo Dudamel has touched everyone. I don't even know, like, it's the same training and it's amazing.
It's an example of a social program that really had a profound impact on society in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I have a feeling we're going to switch gears again. What are we going to hear?
Okay, yeah, wow. This track that I'm bringing in, I think you're going to like it, Felix. So it's a cover by a Netherlands-born Costa Rican transplant named Claire DeLeach. She's got this really powerful voice that communicates history and passion, and she employs it really, really beautifully on this new record she has. It's 12 Plagios. The record itself is super vocally forward, so I think you'll really enjoy it. This one in particular is Me Cuesta Tanto Olvidarte, which is a gorgeous reworking of Mecano's original work.
Y entre el cielo y el suelo hay algo con tendencia a quedarse calvo de tanto recordar. Y ese algo que soy yo mismo es un cuadro de bifrontismo. Solo da una faz.
The whole thing is an homage to some of Latin music's greatest, so Fito Páez, Rubén Blades, Joaquín Sabina, and she recorded the record basically as this way to connect herself to her adopted home, being Costa Rica, and also encourage people to kind of come back to themselves. And she's obviously using the corazón of the greats to be able to communicate that feeling. I always find these people who are these transplants who spend time in one country or from another, there's this richness to their voices, to their sound that I just like really love unpacking. I'm like thinking Yendry Felix. I'm thinking about like Alex Cuba, like Hermanos Gutierrez. We know so many of these, and I think Claire brings this unique energy as well.
Yeah. This song says a lot of things to me, but specifically it speaks to the power of great songwriting. Because you're talking about the artists that she's covered on the album. Each one of those artists, they have their own deep catalog with just amazing songwriting. Some of the best songwriting in all of Latin America or anywhere, in any language. And this one really hits home. Yeah.
Yo quien decidió que ya no más, no me canse de jurarte que no habrá segunda parte, me cuesta tanto olvidarte.
I love to think about just too, like how we as Latinos value the lyricism of these incredible, big, moving songs like this. And it never gets old. Like, as much as I hear them reimagined, the lyrics, the staying power is so profound that it always makes sense. It all, in 2023, it still makes sense, you know?
We're going to take a break from all this great music. We'll be right back.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Hulu. Dive into the chilling new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, the riveting adaptation of the acclaimed true crime book. Based on shocking true events, Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. Go deep into the hidden world of the town's tormented teenagers as detectives race to solve the sinister crime. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays, only on Hulu. This message comes from Capital One, offering commercial solutions you can bank on. Now more than ever, your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services, all tailored to your short and long-term goals. Backed by the strength and stability of a top 10 commercial bank, their dedicated experts work with you to build lasting success. Explore the possibilities at CapitalOne.com/commercial, a member FDIC.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me. And I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on Black experiences. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back with Alt Latino. I'm Ana Maria Sayer, and we're talking new music.
Gracias a la vida.
This is Gracias a la Vida from the Latin American Songbook. This is an anthem, a celebration of life and survival from throughout Latin America as people went through the various dictatorships and the struggles, social, economic, political struggles. The song has just stood out. This version is done by the Mexican vocalist Magos Herrera, and I'm a big fan of hers. You know, she exists in the space between jazz and classical, folk, art music, improvised music. She's got such a deep, rich voice that's adaptable to any genre that she takes on, and it just transcends everything and just becomes Magos Herrera music.
Yeah.
Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto. Me ha dado el oído que en todo su ancho graba noche y día, grillos y canarios, martillos, turbinas.
And it's a reminder of our humanity, a reminder of our hope and our dreams, our desires. And I got to say, as you get older, looking back, the song has even more poignancy, more power. The whole album is just fabulous. Great orchestrations, lots of strings, some of the musicians she's been working with lately, some of which were included on her Tiny Desk concert recorded in May of 2019, where she performed with a string ensemble called Brooklyn Rider. Some of those guys are on this record. Absolutely stunning.
Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto. Me ha dado la malla de mis pies cansados.
Ugh, Felix. You know, try as we might to pretend we're going to be having these raging parties this summer, we all know, you and me, the real kind of parties we're going to be having is bumping Gracias a la Vida and llorando. You are right. This song has lived so many lives and has had so many really, really impactful iterations to it. And this is another example of really an incredible interpretation.
Yeah, Violeta Parra wrote it during the days when Chile was overtaken by a military dictatorship. And sadly, she took her own life shortly after composing this song. So there's extra added poignancy to that. And I think that those are the kind of things that all the people who have taken on this song have felt that vibe. It's one of those songs that just gives chills. But then, as I said, as you get older, and you'll see that it has a lot more meaning, a lot more things to understand about it. Yeah. Yeah.
And the timeliness of it, a protest song never quite goes away. La luce sigue, no?
Yep, exactly. Okay. We're going to change the mood a little bit now. Okay.
I'm changing the mood, Felix.
Okay, good,
I am officially calling executive decision. Mood needs to be changed. This is a summer new music show. We need to get out of our feels. So I'm bringing in a very exciting, very fun, very bouncy, very interesting track. It's called Tengo Miedo. It's by Leighton Pei. And I think it's going to make you dance, Felix.
Ella dice que le gusta, pero que soy tiguerón. Esa mujer me gobierna, supo por los pitolón. Su amenaza me intimida, nada más quiere atención. Yo le tengo pile miedo, pero me gusta un montón.
Yo sé que te intimido, yo sé que te cohibo. Y es real que yo lo que te quiero es dar un mordico. Te tiro ese gruñido pa' que no te des tu frío. No te asustes con mi fuerza, yo soporto a tu hijo.
Yo sé que te intimido, yo sé que te cohibo. Y es real que yo lo que te quiero es dar un mordico. Te tiro ese
gruñido. This beautiful mambo rhythm that you're hearing kind of move the song along underneath. It's funky, it's eclectic, but Felix, it makes you dance.
Okay, you said mambo, but that is, to my ears, it sounds like a Dominican merengue.
Ooh, Felix. I mean, listen, the artist herself described it as a mambo, but I do see what you're saying. It's one of those interesting cases where there's a close relationship, a primo relationship between the two, but yeah, the way that it moves, it does feel a little more merengue.
Bro, if she wants to call it a mambo, man, it grooves either way, right? I mean, it doesn't matter. I don't have to be the rhythm police.
It's a fun track, not like the electronic mix to it. It's actually part of this really interesting thing that happened. Latin Grammys 2022 last year, Remezcla had this kind of experiment that they ran where basically any artist could come in and for $1 they could work with one of our favorites, Eduardo Cabra, one of the most maybe prolific producers in Latin America right now. Is that fair to say, Felix?
Very fair.
And they could come in as long as they could record in 15 minutes. They would get to work with him. This is the only song that got its full length song, visuals, everything. But it's really got some energy to it.
And what's cool is that it segues nicely into the track that I brought. You mentioned Eduardo Cabra, who was one half of Calle 13, one of the most prolific music producers. He has like over 20 Latin Grammys. I mean, he's like one of the most decorated guys in Latin music. He has a new album under his own name. It's called Martinez, because his full name is Eduardo José Cabra Martinez. And this is called Sonido Bestial.
50 canciones al mes, más palo que fuerza el choque. La cámara lista, la pantalla brilla, sonido bestial sobre el caché. Esto me da de comer, entreno pa' entretenerla. Y Dios, que no tengo yo pa' perder. Agenda repleta, la faja en su sitio, la combi completa, especha, le he dicho en la pista asesina, ponerle en la china con par de retoques, un cuento mediocre.
You know, going back to his days as the one responsible for the music underneath Residente's rapping in Calle 13, he always showed to me a profound grasp of so many different styles and traditions and sounds from Latin America. I'm convinced that you could listen to the Calle 13 albums, pull back Residente's vocals, and the sound pastiche will just blow you away. That's how good he is. I would like to be in a studio with him one day as he starts layering all these stuff, because I hear so many different rhythms and so many different things happening.
Okay, also, I need everyone to drop what they're doing right now and go look up the cover for this EP. It is so creepy, Felix. It's so trademark. I feel like that is the like residual Calle 13 impact. They're kind of a little quirky, they're a little funky, but same with the sound, you know? Yeah. They really play in a really interesting way, and I'm so fascinated by the collaborators on this record.
Yeah, it's a very well thought out musical journey. And I'm always interested to hear what the music sounds like when prolific producers decide to put their foot forward and have an album out under their name with a variety of guest vocalists like Elsa y El Mar, Ambar Lucid, and on this track, Vicente Garcia.
Ahora todo lo que hago está cubierto de oro. Si pudiera echar para atrás, cogería el paredón. No me queda más remedio que pedirme perdón. Yo no sé si encontrará que todo lo que hice está cubierto de lodo. Luces de neón alumbrando el vertedero.
Okay, Felix.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about this, Felix, for many reasons. But especially because this is a premiere that we're bringing to you all. This song comes out tomorrow, but you can hear it today here on Alt Latino. It's called Pelo Suelto, and it's by Elsa y El Mar y Conociendo Rusia. And it sounds so beautiful.
Amanecer y son casi las diez. Nunca tomo café en la mañana. La ansiedad pues a visitar, a veces me preocupo por nada. ¿Qué va a ser de ti conmigo? ¿Qué va a ser de mí contigo?
Now, I don't know if you all remember, but last new music show, Felix, I don't know if you remember this, we had a Conociendo Rusia track that was them and Diamante Eléctrico. And that was when Diamante Eléctrico got super kind of sensey in their feels on their new album. This was the track that was like, oh, it's like a sweet love song. And I love that now we have Conociendo Rusia and Elsa y El Mar doing that together. The way that they blend their vocals right up front, gorgeous summer canción, the simple guitar plugging along, lovely lyrics. It's like one of those things where I can just post up in the park and just listen to them serenade me as the sun shines down. It's gorgeous.
It's a great summer song.
Yeah. It's a great summer song, right? Right. You're like riding along on your BC, like, you know.
I'll be on my bike
this
soon.
This is what's inspired you.
Oh my gosh. You've been listening to Alt Latino from NPR Music, our latest new music show. We hope you heard something that you enjoyed. Audio for this episode of Alt Latino was edited, mixed, and produced by Robin Hilton.
Our show editor is Hazel Sills, and the woman who keeps us on track is Grace Chung.
Thank you to our production assistant, Sophia Seidel, and to our jefe of jefes, VP of Music and Visuals, Keith Jenkins.
I'm Ana Maria Sayer.
And I'm Felix Contreras. Thank you for listening.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Rosetta Stone, an expert in language learning for 30 years. Right now, NPR listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership to 25 different languages for 50% off. Learn more at rosettastone.com/NPR.
What does it mean to be Black in America? In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, you'll hear it means everything. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.